Hello everyone, happy Wednesday. This is my fourth time recording. And I'm not recording anymore, and I'm not gonna stop, and I'm not gonna pause. So let's get into this podcast. Today we are going to be talking about seasons of loneliness and how to overcome it. And we're gonna find out that it's not always a bad thing or a sad thing. I feel like the word lonely and loneliness kind of has a negative feeling or vibe to it. And when you hear lonely, it sounds kind of sad. But it is not always sad. And let's talk about the positive attributes to being lonely and things we can do to make the most out of a lonely season. So, first of all, why are we in a lonely season? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. It can just be divine timing. Maybe you move somewhere and you don't really know anyone. You could be outgrowing certain friendships and relationships and find yourself just a little lonely. Not talking to people that you used to talk to. Or you could be going through a change. I'm trying to think, like, what else? Like, why else would you be lonely? I really don't know. But it happens, and everyone experiences it, and everyone has gone through it or will go through it in a time in their life. And it's something that, just like how change is something that's so constant and everyone goes through it, I feel like seasons of loneliness also come and go. Especially during the winter time and when seasons are changing. It's fall. I do love fall, but I know that I can tend to be more introverted during the weather changes and when it starts to get darker and colder. I just want to be inside and not talk to anyone. I'm just kidding. I do want to talk to people still, but anyways. Okay, so don't fret. Do not fret. If you are in a season of loneliness, I want you to take a deep breath and just remember that it is not forever, and you really need to hone in on this season and be aware of it and watch over your energy. Like, watch your energy, maintain your energy. I have to stop because someone's walking in. Okay, I'm back. I apologize if the audio changed. I am now in a different room. Okay, so I was back. I think I left off about do not fret is where I left off. And it's really easy to get in a pity phase or just like experience feelings of loneliness and whatever comes with that. That could be sadness, depression, just like self-doubt, low self-confidence. And I think it's really important to remember when you are experiencing these emotions and these feelings, to not get stuck in the loop. Like, yes, feel the emotion, but do not go down a rabbit hole and spiral into all these false beliefs about yourself or about your environment and your life right now in this season, because seasons are temporary and they do change. Just like when you are experiencing like super high highs in life, I think it's always important to remember to just like stay balanced. And when you're going through the lows, like, think of like that equal, like that middle line, and try to range in between that space. So put your energy into good things and positive things and speak good things about yourself, about your life. I'm just kind of rambling right now. But anyways, so here are some of my tips that help me overcome seasons of loneliness. And I hope this helps you as well. So number one, hobbies. Like, think about some hobbies that you can do, whether it's boxing, cycling, finding a new gym. I guess these aren't really hobbies, but these are more like just things that are beneficial. and fun also. You could take a painting class, get into pottery, literally go to Hobby Lobby and, like, find a craft and do it and, like, explore different interests. Dye your hair. Sometimes you just need to do, like, a little change or a little cut. You could get a piercing, get a tattoo, go shopping, some retail therapy. Always helps me. These are things that just can kind of, like, take a little turn and shift your energy. I'm not saying that it's going to take away your loneliness, but it definitely helps. And remember to slow down. Like, slow down and just really embrace the season that you're in. And I feel like once you become aware of it and once you tell yourself, like, hey, this isn't forever. Like, this is just a season. It's okay. You could consider joining a community, whether that's, like, a YouTube community, Spotify, a church, like, a youth group or something, or, like, a young adults group, a yoga class, some type of involvement, even if it's in your town, something, like, get involved in something. Take everything day by day. And I still use this strategy, like, whenever I'm having, like, a bad day or, like, if I'm really stressed about something, day by day, literally focus just on the day. Do not think about tomorrow. Do not think about the decisions you have to make. Take everything day by day. And when you really start living life day by day, I feel like it helps your nervous system, like, your mindset shifts. Literally, like, I've read so many self-development books and, like, self-help books that, like, could be a little cheesy, like, if that's not your reading take, but over the past probably, like, 5 years, I feel like my mindset has just shifted into different ways of thinking, and maybe I'll create a book list, and then on my next podcast, I'll share some books that have really helped me. when you're in these seasons of sadness or loneliness, I would really focus on the people who are in your life currently and be grateful for the people that you do have in your life, and really just focus on those relationships and building those connections and making them stronger and pouring your energy into the people that matter, that are in your life, including pets. And maybe you could get a pet. You could get a cat. Cats are very low maintenance. You could get a fish, a turtle, something to take care of, or even like a plant. If you feel like you want to take care of something but you don't want to commit to a pet, maybe try a goldfish. Or like I said, a plant. And my last little idea or trick is to write a list of who you want in your circle. Not even in your circle, but just, like, in your life. And it doesn't even have to be, like, a specific person. Like, oh, I want to be friends with this person. Like, literally take out a pen and paper and write down, like, qualities of friends that... Wait, how do I word this? Like, qualities that you want in a friendship. And, like, what is a good friend to you? How can you be a good friend? And when you really start putting that energy out, you will attract those types of relationships and people in your life. Maybe you can write a list about, like, a partner. Like, what kind of partner you want in your life. Who you want to be surrounded by on the daily. And after you think of this list, start thinking of ways how you can implement that. And that will truly attract the people that you want to be around. It may not happen right away, but when you start exerting these qualities and behaviors, it will come right back, baby. It's a full circle. And that is something that I'm currently working on right now. And I hope these tips helped. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And have an amazing rest of your day. Bye.